Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Authoricast. My name is Austin Simmons. Thank you for joining us. If you haven't tuned in yet this season, we are talking about the brand new Signia by Hilton Atlanta here at the Georgia World Congress Center. And so far this season, we've talked about the history of the project and its creation, the different meeting spaces, some of the unique offerings here at this new hotel. And today we're jumping into something else that's pretty unique about this building and what you'll see inside of it, the interior design. So full disclosure, this is something that I don't ever really think about. I know some folks take this into account immediately upon walking into a space, and you know, I probably do too, subliminally in the back of my head, whatever the word for that would be. But a lot of thought went into every piece of this new property, and the interior design, of course, is no exception. The design process from the beginning had a certain idea in mind when it was all started, and that was creating a sense of place Georgians could be proud of and also incorporating local art. During the early design meetings, the team noticed something missing from the GWCCA campus, and that was public art and creating a sense of place and ownership. The design team wanted to make sure local residents and really all Georgians had a place to come and say, hey, yeah, this is where I'm from. This represents me. And to be proud of the culture that's been preserved in a public space, whether that be culture and history of the civil rights movement here in Atlanta and the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., or something like the 1996 Olympics. That was all woven into the interior design of this building, and especially with the naming of certain spaces, a topic I hope to get into later this season, so stay tuned for that. But I did mention that I don't know the first thing about interior design, right? If it was up to me, I'd have sports gear and music posters decorating my house, the couch right in front of the TV. We're done. So keeping that in mind, I needed to get a perspective of someone who knows about this kind of stuff. So I sat down with Marla Lang, the Director of Interior Design for Drew Company, who led that aspect of this project. So let's dive into the conversation I had with her about the hotel just prior to it opening up. All right, so now we are joined by Marla Lang of the Drew Company. Marla, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
I guess, you know, as we kind of dive into it, can you describe the overall design philosophy of the Signia by Hilton Atlanta here at Georgia World Congress Center?
Well, so to understand the overall design philosophy, we really need to understand where the design concept begins. Initially, the design team does a tremendous amount of research into the history of the area, the physical, the social aspects, and also they conduct interviews to help gather significant details to create this overall design and build the storyline of the project. For the Signia Atlanta, the team was overwhelmed by the significant history of the area, as well as the spotlight on the South as more and more people and industries are making Atlanta their home. With this in mind, the phrases deeply rooted and pivot South became the basis of the design, and the team then used these to create more of this contemporary feel in the hotel. And the term deeply rooted, it goes back to being grounded, thriving, cultivating a legacy. We celebrate the past of Atlanta, its present, and also the shifting landscape that it's becoming. And then pivoting South, you know, that term is to reflect, you know, it's drawing the world in, our charm, our gracious efforts of our hearts, our blood, the air we breathe. It's creating that authentic experience of Southern luxury.
And was that kind of a cool thing to be able to work on a project where it seems like a lot of this is focused on Atlanta and Georgia and kind of tying everything together to the area? Was it cool to be able to work on that and kind of put things together that represent, you know, the local area?
It really is really a great experience. I grew up here in Atlanta, so this, cool. To me, is very dear to my heart, you know. Being able to convey that Southern feel and that hospitality that I grew up with, and letting others, as they come to Atlanta, experience, you know, that Southern hospitality, welcoming feel.
And speaking of hospitality and all that kind of stuff, you know, coming to the South, a lot of people have mentioned that as I've, you know, been doing interviews throughout this whole podcast. But what role does design play in kind of creating that hospitality and those memorable and unique guest experiences that, you know, Signia by Hilton Atlanta is looking for?
So some people think that design is only about the creating a visually appealing space. But in order to create that unique and that memorable guest experience, it needs to go further. It's about designing with all the senses in mind to create a physical and emotional connection and experience for the guest, but also keeping in mind the user experience, how the guest is going to use the space, and making sure that there's convenience and that the guest walks away with not only this awe-inspiring feeling of all the colors and textures and the service is also key, but also making sure that they walk away with a positive experience. They didn't need for anything. Everything was where they wanted and within easy reach.
And it seems to me, at least being someone who moved from South Louisiana, that Atlanta is a very modern city. Everything's pretty contemporary, but also, you know, there's a lot of history here in Atlanta and in Georgia. So how do you kind of tie the traditional elements of the city and of the state and different things like that, of luxury, with contemporary design trends and things like that and hotel decor?
So probably today more than ever, it's easier to incorporate that feeling of luxury due to the availability of, you know, cutting edge technology and materials. And so, for example, we played on a lot of the historical materials that you typically find in the South, you know, Carrara marbles. And we've taken that and interpreted it. We actually have the same feel and look that we've incorporated, but in a different format, say in the bathrooms. We've also taken materials synonymous with the Old South, caning. You know, you'd find old cane chairs in Southern mansions, and we've taken that material and used it on the headboards in the guest room. So it gives you that old world Southern charm, but yet it's done in a way that feels much more modern. You don't feel like you're stepping into an old historic house, but, you know, a modern version of it.
And I like that you mentioned the marble in the bathrooms. I asked someone what their favorite part of the hotel was, and they said, this is going to sound really weird, but the bathrooms, you know, it's kind of a big deal. And then, you know, I've seen the photos. They look great.
Oh, thank you.
And are there any specific design features that you feel like kind of set the Signia by Hilton Atlanta apart from other properties or different places?
Well, one of the first unique features that the guest is going to experience as they enter the hotel is this monumental sculpture in the lobby. It's what we always call the wow moment. And this sculpture, it winds through the lobby, which is a huge two-story space, and it's playing on one of the design tenets associated with this Pivot South and what makes the South so unique. And the sculpture, as it winds through the lobby space, it sort of branches out and has these divergence that is very reminiscent of crepe myrtles that you see throughout the South. And Atlanta is known as the city in the trees. So again, this kind of plays on that feeling of Atlanta. So another key feature is just the variety of exceptional meeting spaces that are going to be offered. We've got exclusive boardrooms with digital displays, a 40,000 square foot ballroom, digital whiteboards, interactive meeting room displays, just to name a few. So this is going to be really more cutting edge meeting facilities that are going to be available.
And looking at the whole project, I mean, I feel like I would be George Costanza from Seinfeld if I, you know, started trying to talk architecture. I know nothing. I could pretend to be one, though. But, you know, there's a lot of architects, interior designers, other professionals and things like that. How does everybody work together to kind of bring that vision to life?
Well, I personally have a unique experience or perspective on this project in that I started off on the design side. And then after design documentation, I moved over to the development ownership side. So I've been able to bring that, you know, design history background with me. And so that helps to have the history of the design team envisioned in order to make sure that the details are not lost moving from, you know, document phase to actually interpreting this into construction. So, and this project also has just an amazing team, from the ownership to the general contractor to the architectural team and purchasing team. You know, each week we have calls, weekly calls to review the process, the construction progress. If there is issues with submittals, schedules. And so this really helps tie everybody together on a weekly basis. We also have weekly site walks so that we can see everything in the field. Again, if something needs to be addressed, we can look at it firsthand, talk to all the team members, come to a consensus, and then move forward with it.
And the art program that's, you know, throughout the hotel, I've been taking notes as I've been talking to people, just saying, okay, I can, you know, take my wife for a date night there. It sounds like it's going to be pretty incredible. Can you tell us just a little bit about maybe the art program from your perspective?
Absolutely. So our art consultant for the project has been entrenched in the art scene for many, many years. And as such, the art program for the Signia is going to be unlike any other hotel in the South. So the majority of the artists are Georgia-based artists and range from local up-and-coming artists to directors of university art departments to we actually have a world-renowned artist whom we are very lucky to be able to acquire one of his pieces of art. We will also have an extensive variety artwork from turned wood vessels, ceramic installations, large-scale canvases, you know, and intricate, you know, embellished paper pieces. We're currently planning the technology to have a self-guided tour of the artwork,
very cool,
complete with information on the artists and the majority of the public area art, similar to what you might find in a gallery or a historic property.
Very cool. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And after, you know, talking about all of that, what's maybe your favorite part of the hotel when it comes to the interior design of it? I know that's a wide net to cast.
Actually, there's one space that caught my attention from the very, very beginning, based on the rendering. And my personal favorite is the terrace lounge. It's not one of the main areas as you walk in the hotel, but I feel like it's really going to be breathtaking. The space has floor-to-ceiling windows and a two-story space that look out over the event lawn and the Home Depot backyard and Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But what's going to make it show-stopping is this large-scale lighting installation that is very reminiscent of wisteria that grows in old southern gardens. To me, this space just feels like a contemporary southern kind of sit-back, relax, have a drink, you know, attitude. So that's the one space that I'm really excited about.
And you mentioned you're from Atlanta. So, I mean, what's it like? I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I remember seeing before that, you know, most of the companies working on this project are either based in Georgia or have offices in Georgia. And then you mentioned you're from here. What's it like for you to be able to work on this project and this new, I guess, jewel added to the skyline of Atlanta?
You know, it makes me very proud, you know, to be able to reflect what I grew up with and to be able to use so many local resources. You mentioned companies, but we have so many local products. You know, Dalton, Georgia is the carpet capital of the world. And so drawing on that and all the carpets in the hotel come from Dalton. It's just so nice to be able to showcase our little corner of the country, you know, and be proud, you know, that we're able to, you know, bring this to life and, you know, have it be a show-stopping design.
And being able to kind of showcase, like you said, the carpets from Dalton and just different places from around Georgia. I mean, is that a pretty cool feeling to be able to do that and be able to just use, I guess, this project to kind of show people, hey, there's so much in this state and in this area?
Exactly. There is, like I said, the artwork is mostly local artists and artists from Georgia as well as the South. The materials, and I mentioned the carpet because typically in luxury properties, the ballroom carpet comes from overseas. So it's nice to be able to say, hey, you know, we have, carpet that's just as good, if not better, right here in our own backyard, and just be proud of that.
So many amazing things from right here in the state of Georgia that have been woven into the fabric of this new hotel, including the carpet. Who knew? But it was very cool to have that conversation with Marla and get to learn about all the little things that make Signia by Hilton Atlanta really a jewel of the state and represent Georgia so well. Thank you to Marla Lang for joining me. It was great, and I know I learned a lot from speaking to her. I hope you did as well. That's going to do it for this episode of the Athoracast. Thank you for joining us. Keep tuning in as we'll have more this season about the new Signia by Hilton Atlanta at Georgia World Congress Center. This has been the Athoracast, a production of Georgia World Congress Center Authority. Special thank you to Kenny Monteith and Evita McDaniels for helping produce this season of the show. Until next time, we'll see you later.